In the last several months, we've seen teachers walk out of schools demanding higher pay, and we've seen students walk out of class demanding stricter gun laws. But what about the parents in this equation? Our next guest says it is their turn. Peter Cunningham is the executive director of Education Post, and he also served in the U.S. Department of Education during the Obama administration. And he recently wrote an op-ed in his publication that calls on parents to take action, to pull their kids out of school until lawmakers do something about gun violence in schools. It's an idea that's getting some attention from parents and policymakers alike. I spoke with him more about it via Skype, and I asked him why parents and why now?
Well, I think we've tried everything else. We've had horrific tragedies that have not led to action. Newtown, for example, Las Vegas, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas in Florida, and now Santa Fe. And time again, we see the same thoughts and prayers from politicians. We hear the same thoughts and prayers, and then we don't see any action. And I think that teachers have recently stood up in many states, including Arizona, to demand higher pay. Students have walked out to demand safer schools and have gotten a lot of attention for their efforts. But, you know, students don't vote for the most part. I think parents are an untapped resource. And I think that if they took some drastic measures, and what I'm proposing is pretty drastic, then I think that they would get people's attention. And, you know, this has to be done like everything in politics. It has to be done organically and locally. If folks do it locally, if they do it in the districts where people are resisting gun control, where elected officials are refusing to take action, and if they let them know that they're going to remember on Election Day, then I think it could have an impact.
So you're saying, what if every parent in America would not allow their children to go to school on September 4th until Congress passed a package of gun laws that could do something? Why September 4th?
Well, it's the traditional start of school. Most schools are open that day. In many places, that's the first day of school. So I think it'd be a good day. It's also sort of the final lap of the political season. It's when it's crunch time in politics. Mm-hmm. So it'll have a lot of attention. And, you know, whether they do it for a day, for a full week, or even 2 weeks, I suspect that they'll get people's attention. I'm not really suggesting that they stay out for months on end. I'm suggesting that they do it, first of all, to get their attention, second of all, to spur action. And third of all, to send a very clear message that they're going to be voting on this issue.
Yeah. How do you think this would logistically work? You said it would start locally?
Well, it would be up to every community, obviously, to make it work. In some communities, it would be tougher than others. In some places, it would be more important than others. I mean, in urban districts, many of those folks support gun control already. But in many swing suburban districts, they don't vote for gun control, even though their constituents very much support it. I mean, support for background checks is at 88% nationally, according to a poll that was in Politico a few months ago. So I think that retirees, non-working adults could be helpful. I mean, I haven't worked all this through, and a lot of other people need to lean in and make it work at the local level. But I think if teachers came in anyway, the students who were desperate and, you know, didn't have any other options could come in. But I think that if a big, significant share of parents kept kids out and worked together, created cooperatives, people who weren't working could take care of the kids whose parents are working, I think they could make a real statement, and maybe they could get Congress to move. Nothing else has worked.
What kinds of reactions have you gotten to this idea so far? Like you said, it's pretty drastic, but you floated it on Twitter, and it's definitely getting some attention.
I have gotten something like 1,000 or maybe 1,500 likes. I've gotten 700 retweets. That's a lot for me. I only have 9,000 followers. It's gotten all kinds of pickup in the media. And I've gotten some people who've raised concerns about, for example, you know, the difficulty of low-income parents finding someone. I appreciate those concerns. I've gotten other people mentioned that the safest place for kids, for the most part, is in schools, and that's true. But this is about more than schools. It's about churches. It's about, you know, rock concerts. It's about everywhere where we see these kinds of incidents happening. And to those who say, you know, let's harden schools. You can't harden a school around the clock. You can't harden dismissal time. How do you harden a school with 1,000 kids walking out the front door? How do you harden a school at recess? How do you harden a school that has a soccer game between two schools? You can't harden everything in life. You can't harden every store and church and park. And that's the direction that it seems the gun lobby wants to take us. More guns, more guns.
Yeah.
It's a lot of guns in Texas. I imagine there's quite a few in Arizona, too. And yet, that's not going to protect kids. We need to make it a little bit harder to get a hold of guns, especially for people who shouldn't have them.
So your background is in education policy. That means you, I'm sure, know how parents kind of work as a unit. Do you think that there is the political will or the organizational power among parents to do this in this country?
I don't know that it exists right now. I do believe there is the political will for changing gun laws. I don't think parents are organized because schools are not centralized. Schools are very decentralized. So, and parents focus on their own school, rightly so. They don't focus on the system so much. But this is very much about their own kids and their own schools. This is about, you know, them demanding better laws so that a troubled student can't get a hold of guns. You have to at least try. I'm not saying it'll prevent every shooting, but you have to at least try. And right now, the gun lobby won't even let you have that discussion. They won't let their politicians have that discussion. They give them talking points and they tell them straight up, you go out there and you tell them it's all about mental health. It's all about anything but access to guns. And that's, I think, irresponsible and immoral.
All right. Peter Cunningham is the executive director of Education Post. He also served as assistant secretary for communications and outreach in the U.S. Department of Education during the Obama administration. And he has put forth the idea that all parents should take their children out of school on September 4th. Peter, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.